This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Friday, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City, and by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue, Litchfield.
Need steel for a future project or repair? Hawkeye Steel carries a wide variety of carbon steel products like angles, channels, tubing, and more. Everything for a metal building is in stock, like panels, beams, and screws. Metal panels and common links are in stock, while custom links in a variety of colors can be ordered. Visit them at the intersection of Illinois 138 and I-55 in White City, or call 866-999-7880. Hawkeye Steel. Build it to last. Build it with steel.
Crop insurance has become an important piece of the puzzle for today's farms. So why not let the professionals at Farm Credit Services of Illinois show you how crop insurance can be a good fit for your operation. Learn the ins and outs about today's coverage plans, acceptable replant options, and preventative planning guidelines. Plus the latest information on changes to the federal crop insurance program. You get up-to-date information on your policy coverage, delivered by professionals who know farming and the benefits crop insurance can provide. There's a lot to know about crop insurance, and Farm Credit delivers the best value for your premium dollar. For information on crop insurance coverage for your farm, call us today at 800-444-FARM. That's 800-444-F-A-R-M. Crop insurance through Farm Credit of Illinois. It's a good fit.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Right now, get $100 back on every Firestone brand radial tractor tire you buy on up to 8 tires. Rebate ends April 13, 2013. Restrictions apply. Call your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer for details. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Don't miss the radial tractor tire rebate at Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield.
And first of all, in our farm news today, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, March wheat trading at 766, down 2.5. May wheat trading at 774, down 3. March corn trading at 723.5, down 3/4. May corn trading at 724, down 1/4. March soybeans now trading at 1431.5, down 3 3/4. May beans trading at 1418.5, down 5 1/4. The overnight crude oil market, 44 cents higher at $96.39. The Brent crude, 47 cents higher at $113.75. The February gold contract, $1.60 lower at $1,668.30. The U.S. dollar index, 0.214 lower at 79.735. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, March wheat ended the day at 768.5, down 6.25. May wheat ended the day at 777, down 6.75. July wheat ended at 782.25, down 6.5. March corn on Thursday ended at 724.25, up 3.5. May corn ended at 724.25, up 1.5. July corn ended at 715.25, down 1.75. March soybeans yesterday, 1435.25, down 1.75. May beans ended at 1423.75, down 3. July beans ended at 1417.5, down 2.25. March soybean meal yesterday, 41470, down 18. May meal, 41060, down 15. July meal, 40620, down 12. March soybean oil yesterday, 52.11, up 8. May oil, 52.49, up 8. July oil, 52.77, up 11. March oats yesterday ended at 361, up 1.25. May oats ended at 367.75, unchanged. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois Kinder Grain Prices ended mixed on Thursday afternoon. Technical selling at the Board of Trade weakened wheat values. There was very little new fundamental news to move prices as the weekly export sales figures were delayed until Friday. In northern and western Illinois, cut the grain deals quoted shell corn bids mostly 3 to 4 higher at 712 to 731, while soybean bids ended mixed at 1424 to 1447. In central Illinois, cut the grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 3 to 7 cents stronger at 721 to 735, but soybeans fell 2 cents at 1440 to 1451. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids gained 3 cents at 712 to 749, soybeans were mixed at 1455 to 1473, and wheat prices down 4 to 6 cents at 762 to 779. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 2 cents lower at 1465 to 1475. Basis ended steady, ranged from 30 to 40 over the March. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis dropped $1.80 a ton on Thursday to range from 430.70 to 433.70. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids gained 4 cents at 729 to 748, with basis steady, ranging from 5 to 24 over the March. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 4 cents stronger at 724 to 726. Basis ended steady, range from option to 2 over the March. Soybeans were up 3 to 4 cents at 1473 to 1482, with basis 5 to 6 cents stronger at 38 to 47 over the March. New crop wheat bids for July 13 delivery dropped 6 to 7 cents at 757 to 771, with basis ending steady to a penny better at 25 to 11 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 3 to 4 cents higher at 724 to 729. These same elevators placed their soybean prices mixed with quotations at 1489 to 1492. Soft red winter wheat down 7 at 784 to 785, while the Milo ended 2 cents lower at 708 to 709. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Bids from country elevators to producers for new crop corn in northern and western Illinois range from 541 up to 548. New crop soybean bids at 1251 to 1271. In central Illinois, new crop bids for corn 547 up to 564. New crop bean bids at 1265 to 1281. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 547 up to 571. New crop bean bids range from 1267 to 1286. And the new crop wheat bids for July 13 delivery in southern Illinois, they range from 740 up to 764. That is our country grain report for Thursday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday. February hogs ended the day at 87.05, up 107. April hogs ended at 89.67, up $1.67. May hogs ended at 96.47, up $1.27. February cattle yesterday ended the day at 125.87, up a dime. April cattle 130.35, down a dime. June cattle ended the day at 126.80, up 17. January feeder cattle yesterday ended at 144.60, up 40. April feeders 147.95, up 80. April feeders 151.17. up $1.17. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is Roger Elliott with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, barrows and gilts on a carcass basis traded $2.36 higher. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in a range of $74.50 to $88, with a weighted average carcass price of $84.04. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded steady with light to moderate demand for light to moderate offerings. U.S. number 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 35 to 40. 400 to 500-pound sows at 36 to 44. 500 to 550 pound sows at 38 to 45. Over 550 pound sows at 40 to 47. Lightweight boars under 300 pounds at 35 to 40. And heavyweight boars over 300 pounds at 12 to 16. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrows and gilts at the country buying points traded steady, ranging from 54 to 58. Receipts for Illinois hogs have totaled 12,902 head. Greenville Livestock Auction for January 23, 2013 had receipts of 641. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded a dollar to a dollar and a half lower. Slaughter Holstein steers traded a dollar lower. Slaughter cows traded steady to a dollar lower. Slaughter bulls traded steady to a dollar higher. Feeder cattle were mostly 4 to 6 higher. Choice steers ranged from 122 to 124 with select and choice at 115 to 122. Choice slaughter Holstein steers traded at 110.50 to 115 with select and choice at 105 to 110. Choice heifers traded at 122 to 123 with select and choice at 115 to 122. Feeder steers, medium large one weighing 3 to 400 pounds at a buck 65 to a buck 75, with 4 to 500 pounders at a buck 60 to a buck 70, and 5 to 600 pounders at 152 to 164.50. Feeder heifers, medium large ones weighing 3 to 400 pounds, $1.56 to $1.65, with 4 to 500 pounders at a buck 42 to a buck 68, and 5 to 600 pounders at a buck 40 to a buck 52. Slaughter cows, premium grades at 95 to a dollar, boner cows at 75 to 80, and lean cows at 66 to 70.50, and slaughter bulls at 85 to 90. Walnut livestock auction for Thursday, January 24, 2013, the opening report had estimated receipts of 166. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers are trading $2 to $3 higher. Slaughter Holstein steers traded $2 higher in a light test. Slaughter steers choice 2 to 3 was at buck 28.50. Slaughter Holstein steers choice 2 to 3s were a buck 11 to a buck 15.50. Slaughter heifers choice 2 to 3 1,000 to 1,400 pounds at a buck 22 and a quarter to a buck 27. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis have traded at a buck 20 to a buck 23, with steers on a carcass basis trading at a 192 to 197, heifers on a live basis are 122 to 128, with heifers on a dress basis at 195 to 196. From the National Carlot Pork Report, trading has been light to moderate with 55 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 85.08, which was 22 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses was trading lower. Choice carcasses were 188.01, which was $1.77 lower, with select carcasses at 182.19, which was 71 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspections for Thursday, cattle slaughter was estimated at 125,000 compared to 121,000 for last week and 121,000 for a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 426,000 compared to 430,000 last week and 422,000 one year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This has been Roger Elliott with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday: for butter, 150 and one half unchanged; for block cheese, 164 and a half, down 1 1/2; for barrel cheese, 157 and a quarter, down 2 3/4; and the spot price for Class 3 milk ending Thursday, 1812. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for January, 722; for February, 734. Corn delivered to Scottville for January, 714; for February, 726. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for January, 1476; for February, 1471. And wheat delivered to Scottville, 752. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again: corn at Greenfield, 722. Corn at Scottville, 714. Beans at Greenfield or Scottville, 1476. Wheat at Scottville, 752. And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Friday morning. Color radar is showing scattered light snow around the mid-Illinois listening area at this time. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Hi, I'm Kristen Treese with M&M Service Company. Up until recently, the words convenient and financing didn't mix, but the FS AgriFinance program has changed that. FS AgriFinance enables you to secure financing through M&M Service Company for all your farming input needs. So not only do you save time, but your production needs and financial plans are all handled by people who understand your business the way you do. Ask about FS AgriFinance from M&M Service Company today. It's custom financing at your convenience.
And the local weather forecast for today, becoming partly cloudy later on. High temperatures in the mid to the upper 30s. We will have southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, low temperatures in the upper teens. And for tomorrow, Saturday, partly cloudy, the high in the upper 20s. Your extended forecast for Sunday through Tuesday, cloudy skies and warmer, with a day-to-day chance of freezing rain, snow or rain. Low temperatures in the low 40s by Tuesday with highs in the low to the middle 50s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure falling. We have cloudy skies, 24 degrees on this Friday morning. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
Listen for high school basketball on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Brought to you by McCain Napa Auto Parts. Consolidated Communications. Visit Consolidated.com today. Save You Tech Computer Sales and Service on State Street in downtown Litchfield. German Seed and Chemical in Nokomis. Wendy's on the west side of Litchfield. And by Dirk's Radiator Service in Nokomis. And for the broadcast and online broadcast schedule, check out our website, WSMIRadio.com.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Envirofoam of America. We recently talked to veterinarian Dr. Joe Diedrichson of the Mary L. Company. He was introducing a wormer for cattle called Long Range, and he explained when it is to be used.
Well, when parasite transmission is the highest, that's when you want optimum use of a product like Long Range. So in the spring, when the grass is greening up, that's when the parasites come back up out of the ground of those that are on the pasture, and that's when cattle pick up the highest level of parasites. So if you administer this when the grass is greening up and you're turning the cattle out with that 100 to 150 day activity, there's a lot of parts of the country that cover almost the entire grazing season.
Now, what is the proper dose rate for Long Range? Does it vary from animal to animal?
Yeah, that's very important there. It's 1 mL per 110 pounds of body weight. You give it, you give it subcutaneously in front of the shoulder, and we recommend that you follow BQA guidelines and not give more than 10 mLs in a single injection site. And I point that out because today that the average weight of a beef cow is closer to 1,350 pounds, where most times when we talk to people, they say, oh, I got 1,000-pound cows. Well, if you got a 1,350-pound cow, you need to be using more than 10 mLs, and you should divide it between two injection sites.
So a 1,300-pound cow, it's not too heavy to use this product then, is it?
Oh, no. There's no limit on body weight. In other words, if you have a 1,500-pound cow, you can use it on any of them. It's to always remember, 1 mL per 110 pounds, so go up to the proper dosage.
And we're approaching the time of year when worms will become a more of a problem for cattle producers, isn't it?
Oh, it sure is. In the spring when it starts to green up, and it's so important to have a good parasite management program because, you know, right now with feeder calves being $2 a pound, you don't want to reduce those weaning weights at all. So you want to use a good program. And a lot of times people don't realize the other things that parasites rob from an animal. They reduce their immune response, so they're more susceptible to other diseases like respiratory infection. Decreases that appetite and feed consumption. If it starts raining and we get out of some of the drought we've been in a lot of the country, here, if you got parasite load, you just don't use your nutrition efficiently. And the last thing is that parasites lower conception rate. So all of these things are important to have a good parasite management program.
Dr. Diedrichsen, what are some of the first signs that animals are infected with worms?
Yeah. Well, if you talk to a producer, they'll typically tell you rough hair coat and loose stools. But the important thing to remember about parasites, there's no such thing as a truly clean pasture on that, unless it hasn't had cattle on it for years and years. And so over 90% of the signs of parasitism are subclinical. In other words, they're not something that you can visually see. That's why it's important to work closely with your veterinarian developing an optimum parasite management program in your part of the country.
Besides a veterinarian, where else could a producer go to learn more about this product?
You can go to a website that we developed specifically for Long Range, and the name of it is thelongrangelook.com. That's all one word there.
And that was veterinarian Dr. Joe Diedrichsen. Producers are worried and wondering just how the drought of 2012 will influence the premiums they will pay for crop insurance this year. Todd Gleason has more.
About 80% of the crop insurance sold in the state of Illinois is RP, or revenue protection. It provides insurance against revenue losses and includes a price guarantee. Should the price of crops like corn and soybean be higher at harvest than when the insurance was purchased, the base price set in February, then the price goes higher. Again, RP is the most popular crop insurance option sold in the state of Illinois. You would think the price of this insurance, most other federally backed crop insurance products too, would be higher this season than last year. That won't be the case in Illinois, says Gary Schnitte, despite the payouts made because of the drought of 2012.
For 2013 compared to 2012, and over much of the northern and central part of the state, RP premiums, if we have the same projected price and volatility, will be lower than they were in 2012. And we see price decreases of in the northern and central part of the state of anywhere from 0% up to 7% at some of the higher coverage levels. Those are price reductions. Those are occurring primarily because RMA did a rating study and found that Illinois farmers tend to pay more in than they get out and are adjusting premiums downward.
RMA, USDA Risk Management Agency, is doing some actuarial adjustments to crop insurance premiums. Those rating study adjustments, says University of Illinois Schnitke, are ongoing.
This rating study and the resulting changes in rates are supposed to be phased in over a three-year period. Last year was the first year. This year is the second year, and we'll have another premium reduction next year.
The facts suggest, thinks Schnitke, the phase-in of the adjustment will smooth out the potential premium increases caused by the drought. Those won't be included in crop insurance premiums anyway until 2014.
Yeah, because of the phase-in, and again, droughts, you know, the way the premium structure works, there's an anticipation that you have a drought every 1 in 25 years or so. So, those get weighted by their chance through a weather weighting process, so it won't be as large as some people are expecting.
While most of Illinois will see lower crop insurance premiums, there are some places in the state, the southern third, where premiums will go up. The southern third of Illinois is considered by RMA to have paid cheaper premiums over time than needed. That's changing and will continue to do so this year. And next, I'm Todd Gleason.
American Farm Bureau Federation President Bob Stallman says the introduction in the 113th Congress of the Farm Bill, approved by the Senate last session, represents real hope for farmers and ranchers that the Senate will aggressively move forward on a long-term bill to give farmers the risk management certainty they need. He says it will ultimately take real bipartisan cooperation to get the Farm Bill to the finish line. He is hopeful Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow and Ranking Member Thad Cochran will work quickly to build on the bipartisan work that was the hallmark of the Senate Farm Bill last year. The National Pork Producers Council notes two pork farmers have been selected to serve as faces of farming and ranching spokespeople. Chris Chin is a fifth-generation farmer raising hogs, cattle, hay, and row crops in Missouri. Bo Stone of North Carolina is a sixth-generation farmer raising hogs, cattle, row crops, strawberries, and sweet corn. The National Pork Producers Council President, R.C. Hunt, says the group is proud that two family pork farmers will represent the industry on a national level. He says this will allow American agriculture to be more transparent and address consumer questions in a more personal manner. Our guest on the Saturday Farm Show is John Sluss of Brewton, Minnesota. He raises a breed of horse known as Fjords. We'll find out about the breed and its uses. The Saturday Farm Show at 6:15 on WSMI-FM and 12:45 on both WSMI-AM 1540 and FM 106. And once again, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, March wheat trading at 766, that's down 2.5. May wheat trading at 774.75, down 2.25. March corn now trading at 724.25, unchanged. May corn trading at 724.25, unchanged. March soybeans now trading at 1433.5, down 1.75. May beans trading at 1420, down 3.75. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106, beginning this morning at 9:32. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by EnviroFoam of America.